Deadly Intent by Linda LaPlante. Read by Jilly Bond. Chapter 1. Monterrey, Mexico is not to be confused with Monterrey, California. This Monterrey is a border town whose main industry and source of employment is a massive tile factory. Monterrey is where Dr. Manuel Mendoza has his small surgical clinic. His father had also been a surgeon, attached to the American Army in Vietnam. He always maintained that his finest work had been done during the war, as he was able to finesse his reconstructive surgical abilities on the burned and disfigured soldiers. His only son, Manuel, followed in his footsteps and became a qualified plastic surgeon. He had, under his father's watchful eye, opened a practice in Mexico City. After his father's death, Manuel had become addicted to drugs and sunk into debt. Accused of malpractice, he had gone into hiding. Manuel had then been coerced into operating on a known felon, altering the man's features to enable him to escape imprisonment. Now, known in the underworld for his prowess, he was forced into performing many similar surgical operations. He was paid highly for his skill and silence, but he was nevertheless trapped and in constant fear for his life should he ever refuse a request. When Manuel received a call from a Mr. Smith, he knew this was yet another operation requiring his skill as a surgeon. He knew, too, that his life would depend upon his silence. Mr. Smith was not American but English, and his arrival at the clinic, although expected, was met with trepidation. The patient was so tall he had to stoop to enter the small reception.